USA Radio News.
The GOP wants answers on the U.S.'s botched exit from Afghanistan.
Republicans on the House Oversight Committee are demanding access to all documents on the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Top Republicans on the panel have written a letter to Secretary of State Anthony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, among others in the administration. The letter likens a chaotic Afghan exit to the fall of Saigon at the end of the long Vietnam War. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The families of nine victims of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting have agreed to a $73 million settlement of a lawsuit against the maker of the rifle used to kill 20 first graders and six educators in 2012. The plaintiffs claimed Remington marketed the rifle used in the shooting to at-risk males. The company denied the allegations. This is USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day through our water projects? Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
The Biden administration is telling Congress it needs an additional $30 billion to press ahead with the fight against COVID-19. Two people familiar with the details told the Associated Press the request includes earmarks for vaccines, testing, and preparation for future variants. Meanwhile, the governors in Democratic-led states are lifting coronavirus restrictions. In related news, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has invoked the Emergencies Act to crack down on protesters speaking out against the country's COVID-19 restrictions. With no need for court orders, banks can freeze personal accounts of anyone linked with the protests. While several provinces have dropped their COVID-19 mandates in recent days, Trudeau has doubled down. And rising prices for lumber are once again adding to worries of soaring home prices. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you stopped taking your statin? Over half of people will stop taking a statin in the first year due to muscle pain. Marley Drug offers the next generation statin, pitavastatin, which is different from most statins and has low rates of muscle pain. With a prescription, you can get pitavastatin for $1 a day. No insurance needed. Stop putting up with statin pain and call Marley Drug at 800-460-2510. That's 800-460-2510 or go to marleydrug.com.
Not available in Vermont or Alabama.
Inflation in the U.S. is jumping once again.
Wholesale inflation in the United States exploded again last month, rising 9.7% from a year earlier, in a sign that price pressures remain high at all levels of the economy. The Labor Department said that its producer price index, which measures inflation before it reaches consumers, jumped just over 1% from December. The year-over-year increase was down from the record 9.8 recorded in both November and December, but was well above what the Biden administration's economists were expecting. Last week, the government reported that inflation at the consumer level has already soared in the past year at its highest rate in more than four decades. From the USA Radio Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Attorneys for the family of a cinematographer shot and killed on the set of the film Rust are suing Alec Baldwin and the movie's producers for wrongful death. Lawyers for Helena Hutchins' family announced the lawsuit on Tuesday. At least four other lawsuits have been filed over the shooting. Baldwin was pointing a gun at Hutchins during setup for filming in New Mexico on October 21st when the gun went off, killing Hutchins and wounding the director, Joel Souza. Baldwin's attorney responded to the lawsuit, saying any claim that Baldwin was reckless is, quote, entirely false. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.